AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Is it easy to live inside yourself? All the little kids are high and hazy.
Long enough, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. For an update on Vic, you'll want to listen to the Petros and Money Before the Show podcast.
Oh, a very substantial and real Before the Show podcast.
Real. Guests.
We had to wait for the Dodgers to boat race the Padres.
Curse words.
So we had a special guest, Dodgers 14, Padres 2. PMS is on the air, and I'm Horse Monday. We have a lot of great sports talk this week, but we are only on for 2 hours and like 13 minutes. We will give way to David Vasse's Dodger talk. The rotation is set. And David Vasse joins us right now. Just real quick on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline.
Live from spring training.
The home of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with now, David Vasse.
If I'm Vasse, I'm coming home because they just closed the clubhouse to the media. All these announcements are coming out from the major sports. They're closing the clubhouse to protect these billionaire players from the filthy media and the hot breath of David Vasse. And
that's exactly right.
Vasse's here to, he's got to.
Is that why, Dave? Is that why the clubhouse is now closed to you and everybody in the media?
Hot breath?
Well, I did see Justin Turner when he came out to watch Kershaw pitch today, and we immediately slapped hands and hugged each other, and He said, geez, this is why they're closing the clubhouse.
So you can't go in, can you, Dave?
I don't believe so. Actually, this morning, the clubhouse was open for a half hour before players left for Peoria and went out for their workout. So I haven't literally experienced what it's like to cover the Dodgers without being allowed in their clubhouse yet.
So you can fly
on the
plane.
Day off, so my first taste will be on Wednesday.
You can fly on the plane and breathe up all the air in the plane. Like, how are the other guys reacting to it that aren't on the plane? The Plunkets and the Kenny the Mouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess they haven't got to that far yet, but they're the ones that are flying amongst the public that could contract the flu virus, this coronavirus. And if you're flying on the charter, you're in the same airspace as the rest of the players. So I don't believe that they feel like that's as big of a threat as it is to fly on Southwest or any other public airline.
So,
although I have a couple of times without a mask, I flew Southwest a couple of times.
Right.
You're going to die.
With no mask.
Not a time to panic.
Was
this the scuttlebutt in the press box today, Dave? Was everybody talking about it?
No, because it came down after the game was over. So, no, it's been discussed amongst the writers the last couple of days. They just hope that this does not become the new norm,
right,
where even after this pandemic is over, that all the sports leagues decide, you know what? It's worked out pretty well here. Why don't you guys stay out forever?
I could see that.
Nobody wants
that.
That's what the media writers, media members are concerned about, that this may be the start of the new normal as far as professional sports leagues not allowing media inside the clubhouse. But that is yet to be determined.
Mm. What's going on Dodger Talk tonight? You'll be back on the air at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have reaction from Clayton Kershaw and Dave Roberts now that he has been named officially the opening day starter. And also, Scott Boras will join us to update us on Kobe's last request to have Lexi Altobelli have an internship with his agency. So Scott will join us tonight, too.
All coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. The great David Vasse at @TheReal_DV, our Dodger reporter, Spectrum Sportsnet LA. And, of course, you see him on MLB Network. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We didn't let Dave wag his Laker Puzo around.
Because we're going to wag it.
It must be wagged.
Must be wagged.
They had a great weekend.
Top story of the day.
Great weekend, P.
Brad Turner is going to join us in the next hour to discuss it, too.
40 minutes. Not even 40 minutes. 20, 30 minutes from now, Brad Turner will come on. He was there at the game on Sunday, Lakers-Clippers. He was there Friday, Lakers-Bucks. And when it all kind of was approaching, we discussed, and I still hold the position that we held last week. They still got 20 games to play. There is no reason to talk about LeBron James as the MVP or Giannis Antetokounmpo as the MVP.
Are you sure?
20 games left.
Well, it's a good thing the Clippers don't have anybody in the MVP race because they folded the season, from what I understand, now that they lost, that they have
it's over.
They quit. That's what Doc Rivers said, right? They're going to fold it in. Yeah.
It's over.
Humiliated, we're done.
The popular topic going into the games for the weekend was, if you could only pick one, which game would you want the Lakers to win? Knock off Milwaukee and cut their lead to just two games in the loss column for the best overall record. So if you made the finals against the Bucks, you would have home court advantage. Or the Clippers, who already had a 2-0, the only team who have beaten the Lakers twice already this season. It seemed like most people said the Clippers can't have the Clips going up 3-0. Routinely described as the team with the deepest roster, the best looking roster for the postseason. But they were able to dispatch of both. And LeBron lived up to, of course he did. The hype that the talking heads said he should be the MVP, not Giannis. He outplayed.
Did you hear what Kendrick Perkins said and doubled down on Twitter last night on you? We're going to rain on you, Matt Smith. We're going to rain Twitter comments on your MVP calming demeanor.
What did he double down on?
You heard me say this about LeBron last week.
Oh.
You better back up off Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's fine.
Here I come talking about LeBron. How come we were keeping this vibe when LeBron was ripping up the East?
Because there's 20 games left. Is he now ahead? Probably. The Bucks don't look like they're on pace with Giannis out for two games now. They're probably not going to win 70 games. He's probably not going to end up with the greatest efficiency rating in the history of the league
Man,
now.
You better stay up with this MVP race, Matt. You better stay up game
but
by
who cares?
Game, quarter by quarter, possession by possession. Who's the MVP? Who will win the individual award?
To quote LeBron, don't care. Don't care.
I ain't playing
not
if ain't nobody understands.
Interested. LeBron was specifically masterful in getting Anthony Davis going. He has struggled in fourth quarters most of this season, made sure that AD was a major part of both of those games' fourth quarters where they overcame their opponent.
No basketball analyst. You sound like one. But
I'm masquerading as one.
I've noticed that when LeBron dribbles
LeBron
the ball
James
across the midline, he passes it to Anthony Davis.
That's what he likes to do. You know what we call that, P?
Running the offense through AD.
Two-man game. LeBron in those two games averaged 33, 8, and 9. Damn near a triple-double. Here's what I would say is one of the bigger... there's a couple things. One, it is, I guess all snarkiness aside, it is absolutely ridiculous that he is doing this at his age with this many minutes and this much mileage on him. We have never seen it before.
We take him for granted, Matt.
Michael Jordan looked old and beat up in that Wizards uniform.
He did.
Kobe post-Achilles was not the Kobe that we had seen that was in the conversation as the best player in the league at one point.
Shut your mouth.
Michael, again, we mentioned Michael. You know, Tim Duncan was old and decrepit at the end of his career. LeBron James has played more minutes than any of them.
He's a superhuman
it's ridiculous.
Demigod, Matt.
Yes,
he has floated down from heaven.
See what you're doing there.
He's a king. I saw him put his head down in the koozer, put the
koozer
thing.
Put the magic, the metaphorical crown
Hosanna,
on his head.
Hosanna, hey, let's put down the palm fronds. I hope they don't have Cornavarius on him.
It is ridiculous. And you only hope that it continues because the only thing that could sidetrack it, much like we saw with Karl Malone, who seemed like he was going to play until he was 60, until he had his first major injury, and Kobe when he did his Achilles, you just hope there's no injury. Because that's the difference between him and everybody else is he has never had to deal with a major injury in his career.
The fake groin last year was not major, but he sat out the year like
it was not major. It was, ow, my groin hurts because I don't like Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and all these kids who are millennials, and I don't like them. The other thing to come out of that game is that if you watched, Anthony Davis played center for about 90% of his minutes.
Shut your mouth. Don't say that.
So
he doesn't play center, Matt. He was playing outer big man.
He was the biggest man on the floor. He was man in the five.
The biggest man on the floor, but that doesn't make him a center.
Played center.
He doesn't know.
And that's what it's going to look like in the playoffs.
No, it's not.
Something we talked about throughout the regular season, the preseason, center.
Get Jen Hale on. He'll go back to New Orleans. They're not going to let him. He doesn't want to play center, Matt.
He's not.
Get his agent.
He's going to play center in the playoffs, and that's what it looks like, and that's why so many people picked the Lakers to win the finals.
Get Rich Paul on.
It's damn hard to knock off that team when they have those two guys going and you have no answer for Davis.
He's not a center. Were you not here last summer?
I was here.
Are you deaf?
I saw it right in front of my own two. The other thing.
He said, I'm not playing center.
The Clippers.
He said that, Matt.
Don't need to cancel the season.
What do you do if you say you're not playing center and then you're out there all of a sudden playing center?
I think you just hit it on the head. Call him an outer big man.
Does somebody call timeout and be hey, calm down. This has happened.
Hey, coach, I was looking at the box score. They had a C next to my name.
I don't like that.
It's got to be a PF.
Well, it kind of reminds me, Matt, if...
chips were down, like if played center.
Somebody dropped an F-bomb, and like an hour later, Ronnie's like, don't panic, but somebody dropped an F-bomb in hour one, and we didn't catch it. You know, I could see that like in the huddle, like, hey, don't look now. But you were playing center. Like,
what?
Hey, you were in the deep end, man. Way to go.
I was?
Yeah! That was the deep end!
Maybe. He did it against Milwaukee.
Oh, it's going to change the world now!
Slowed down Giannis in the fourth quarter at a miserable final frame. The Clippers pretty much just kind of had a miserable game in the entire second half.
They did not shoot well, Matt, and that was what the fully functional employee Adam types were clinging to.
Oh,
sure,
God.
The Lakers played great, but are the Clippers going to have a game when Bradley Beal goes off and then the Clippers shoot 5 for 50?
It's already been said far too much today. But that was the other glaring thing to come out of that game, was that LeBron, like he did in the finals against Steph Curry, went Lou Williams hunting in that pick and roll. And there was one play that it was embarrassing. It was like watching a child playing an adult pickup game when he tried to recover on a wide open Bradley.
Well, that's why the Clippers should quit.
No, I think
if Lou Williams can't pick him up,
you got to quit
playing
Lou Williams in the fourth quarter if he ain't making shots.
Fold it up like a comforter.
If he is not making shots, he cannot play defense. And man, was that nasty in the final 6 or 7 minutes when guys like, and by the way, to Adam's point, Avery Bradley had the game of his life, made everything. KCP had the game of his life, made everything. So you contrast that.
So don't fold the season?
Here's what I would fold.
I'd fold it.
No more Marcus Morris taking shots. Hey, dude, play defense and rebound, because every shot you take is a shot that Paul George and Kawhi doesn't.
He wanted to impress his brother. Matt,
hey, bro,
is that so? Come on.
You see my 0 for 9, Audi? I did. It was sweet.
Well, he didn't want it to be 0 for 9. That's why he kept shooting.
He's been terrible since they traded for him. And hey, Pat Bev was terrible too. So, whatever. One game. Not a big deal. Would have been a much bigger deal if the Clippers had won and gone up 3-0 on the Lakers while they are in the midst of this gnarly run where they are dispatching of the Rockets by 40 points, the Thunder, the Nuggets, and just running roughshod over the league. The fact that the Lakers were able to slow them down and get a win against a team that had already beaten them twice is a much bigger deal for the Lakers than the Clippers.
So it's still going to be a contest down the stretch?
I would suspect.
Not the MVP race.
I feel your facetiousness.
Not the MVP race.
But I answer with, I don't know. And nor does anybody else.
Wait, the Clippers?
Because the Clippers got 19 games left. The Lakers got 20. The Bucks still got 20 left.
No.
And I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I need you.
It's a quarter. That's the thing.
I need
it's
you to
It's a quarter
commit.
Of the season.
Commit.
There is a quarter
commit
of the season
or
left.
Quit. Commit or quit.
You're the one that wants to cancel the Clippers season.
Well, they got to fold it in. After all the humiliation from yesterday, how do you show your face again?
You just want to... We don't like flex alerts. We just want to get them off.
How do you show your face?
It's hard.
Right?
It's hard.
And how are you going to say you're not going to play center, and then all of a sudden you're standing there at center, and we all see you in the center?
Things happen, man. It's fluid. It's a fluid situation.
That's not what we were told. Jen Hale, get her on.
It's a fluid situation.
Going to join us next.
I told you he was going to play center.
You were right.
Of course it was.
We'll be right back with your word number song of the day. Brad Turner will come on to celebrate the great weekend that the Lakers had and the abysmal weekend that makes it so the Clippers are going to have to move to Seattle for sure.
We'll be right back on the Petros.
He's buying the form for the concerts.
Now all of a sudden.
He's buying the form for the concerts only.
Now you're in.
We'll pass out on the couch. All right.